This is Vikram Aryan from.
Hare Krishna, Vikram Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for joining the sessions and giving your very wonderful association this morning. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, Prabhuji is here. Can you read Prabhupada?
Hare Krishna. I welcome all the devotees to our Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. And today we are very fortunate to have with us His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu to enlighten on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, from 1.101 to 107. And before handing the call to Prabhu, I would like to read the quote of Srila Prabhupada for today. And it's April 26th. One second, Prabhu. Sorry, I missed the page.
No problem, okay. Take your time.
April 26th at Tirupati, there are so many hills. From distant place, your vision is not clear. You simply see something cloudy, the same hill. But if you make little further progress, you see the same hill greenish. And if you actually go in the same hill, you will find there are so many animals, men, and houses. The object is the same, but from different angle vision, it appears differently. Similarly, unless one can understand Krishna perfectly, he realizes the absolute. Truth is truth as impersonal, Nirakara Brahman. Tirupati, April 26, 1974. Hare Krishna, Jai. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhu, once again for coming to our forum and giving your very valuable association and time and letting on Chaitanya Bhagavat Prabhu. I hand over the call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Supriya Mataji. Thank you very much for your services. My gratitude to Priti Vilasini Mataji and Kirtida Sundari Mataji for keeping me engaged in the service on Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. Let us begin by chanting Mangalacharan prayers. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay. The translation and purports have been done by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, the revered, beloved spiritual master of our dear founder Acharya, Sri Srimad Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. We are reading from the Madhya Khanda, Chapter 1, text number 101 onwards. We are reading how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who was Nimai Pandit, the greatest scholar in this world, living in Srinavadvip with his wife, Srimati Vishnupriya Devi, and his mother, Srimati Shachi Mata, goes to Gaya to perform the Shraddha of his departed father, Sri Jagannath Mishra. At Gaya, Nimai Pandit meets Sri Ishwar Puripad and takes initiation in Krishna Mantra from Srila Ishwar Puripad, and then comes to Navadvip, returns back to Navadvip as Bhavuk Nimai. So there is the baby Nimai, there is the Pandit Nimai, Nimai Pandit, and Bhavuk Nimai. Now he is filled with bhav for Krishna. Every moment, Nimai is experiencing love for Krishna. And after coming to Navadvip, when Nimai Pandit resumed his professional duties as a teacher, Adhyapak, every day, every class, every sentence, Nimai would only speak about Krishna. He would keep chanting the names of Krishna. He would speak about the qualities of Krishna. He would speak about the beautiful pastimes of Krishna to his students all the time. The devotees were, of course, delighted, supremely delighted to see this transformation in Sri Nimai Pandit, who was previously very tarkic, very argumentative. And now suddenly he had become Bhavuk Nimai, filled with bhav, filled with divine emotions and love for Krishna. From being the greatest scholar, Nimai had become the greatest devotee. So the devotees were very happy. There were only a handful of devotees in Navadvip. Devotees like Srivas Pandit and his brothers. Devotees like Sri Advaita Acharya, Srila Haridas Thakur, Shuklambar Brahmachari. Few devotees were there. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day told them that this evening let us assemble at the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari, and there I would like to share something with you. So our Nimai wants to share with all these devotees of Navadvip why he has become overwhelmed, overflooded with love and devotional emotions for Krishna. So, let us see what's happening here. Nimai Vishwambhar, in great ecstasy, fell to the ground. His entire body was covered with dust. And all the devotees were watching. Gadadhar Pandit was watching. Shuklambar Brahmachari was watching. Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, they were all watching. Mukunda was watching this amazing transformation in Nimai. Then let us continue. Text 101. Puna puna haya bhaya, puna puna pade, daive raksha paya naka mukha se achhade. Translation. Lord Nimai Vishwambhar repeatedly regained consciousness. Puna puna haya bhaya. Again and again he would come to external consciousness, become awake, and repeatedly he would fall unconscious again. Puna puna pade. Although Nimai hit the ground with his nose and face, he fell on the ground. He was protected by providence. Daive raksha paye, nak mukha se achhade. Achhade, he fell on his nose and mouth, but he was protected. Daive. Who is this daive? Raksha. Daivi prakriti ashrita. You see, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. ब्रजेंद्र नंदन जय शची सुत होइलो सही बलराम होइलो निताय श्री नित्यानंद प्रभु इस बलराम श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इस कृष्णा सो कृष्णा हैज कम टू अंडरस्टैंड श्री राधार महिमा श्री राधार प्रणय महिमा टू अंडरस्टैंड द ग्लोरी ऑफ राधारानी लव कृष्णा हैज कम श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु सो इन साइड इट इज राधारानी राधा भाव दुति सुवलितम नवमी कृष्ण स्वरूपम इज कृष्ण इन वॉट स्वरूप ही हैज कम राधा भाव इन साइड इज राधारानी एंड राधा द्युति आउटसाइड द कॉम्प्लेक्शन इज ऑल्सो राधारानी सो वेन श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु फॉल्स ऑन द ग्राउंड इन एक्सटेसी हिट्स हिज नोज हिट्स हिज माउथ हिज फेस ऑन द ग्राउंड हार्ड ही इज नॉट हर्ट वाय बिकॉज श्रीमती राधारानी इज कवरिंग हिम राधा भाव एंड राधा द्युति दैट इज कृष्ण स्वरूपम चैतन्य महाप्रभु राधा कृष्ण प्रणय विकृति रलादिनी शक्ति रस्माद एकात्मानव अपि भूय पुरा देह भेदम गतौ तौ चैतन्याख्यम प्रकटम अधुना तद्वयम च ऐक्य आत्म राधा भाव द्युति सुवलितम नौमी कृष्ण स्वरूपम व्हाट अ ज्वेल ऑफ अ वर्स रिटन बाय श्री ललिता सखी श्री स्वरूप दामोदर गोस्वामी एंड रिटन इन श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत भाषण कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी महाराज गौर तत्व सो दिस दैवे रक्षा पाए इज राधारानी प्रोटेक्टिंग कृष्ण when krishna falls experiencing the emotions of radharani
melite na pare dui chakshu prema jale sabe ek krishna krishna shrivadane bale
shri chaitanya mahaprabhu could not open his eyes due to excessive tears of love eyes were filled with such pranaya shru tears of love
melite na pare dui चक्षु प्रेम जल बिकॉज ऑफ प्रेम जल प्रणय अश्रु प्रेम जल सेम थिंग सबे एक कृष्ण कृष्ण श्री वदने बोले अदर देन द नेम ऑफ कृष्ण नथिंग इश्यूड फोर्थ फ्रॉम द ब्यूटिफुल माउथ ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु आईज आर फिल्ड विथ टीयर्स नयनम गलद अश्रुधाराया नॉट जस्ट वन और टू टीयर्स फ्लडेड विथ टीयर्स सो मेनी टीयर्स दैट कैनॉट इवन सी कैनॉट इवन ओपन हिज आईज This flood of tears gushing from his Shri Nayane, from his Dui Chakshu, his two lotus eyes, and from his mouth, what was eyes? Love was flowing in the form of tears. And from the mouth, Krishna Nam was flowing. So there are three rivers, Triveni Sangam. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Triveni Sangam, Ganga Jamuna Saraswati. From his eyes, two rivers of tears are coming. And from the mouth, there is Nam Pravaha. Name is flowing. Krishna, 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 Krishna. This is Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is our everything. For us, ISKCON devotees, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is everything. Our Sarvasva is Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, Shri Chaitanya Dev is everything for us. Everything. We have no existence without Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everything we do is for Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everything. Everything. We are chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra to please Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, remembering Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How pleased Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would be to see us reading Srimad Bhagavatam. We read Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita because it is Chaitanya Leela. We are reading Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is Chaitanya Leela. We are preaching because Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us to preach. Prithi Vitte Yatyacha Nagaradigram. Sarvatra Prachar Haibe Mora Naam, Mahaprabhu said. Everything we do is for Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we hope and we pray that someday Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being pleased with us upon the recommendation of Shri Nityananda Prabhu and our Guru Varga, will accept us. That is our prayer. May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accept us someday. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मोरे, तुमा बिना के दयालु जगत संसारे। पतित पावन हे तू तव अवतार, मोसम पतित प्रभु न पाई बेहा।
Eyes are not opening, मिलिते न पारे दुई चक्षु प्रेम जले, सबे एक कृष्ण कृष्ण श्रीवदने बले। श्री नयने प्रेम जल, श्रीवदने प्रेम नाम, प्रेम नाम संकीर्तन, कृष्ण 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 कृष्ण। वर्स 103।
धरिया सबार गला कांदे विश्वंभर, कृष्ण को था भाई सब बल सत्वर।
ग्रास्पिंग द नेक्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज, धरिया सबार गला कांदे विश्वंबर, आवर निमाय विश्वंबर इज क्राइंग। एंड व्हाट डिड ही से? कृष्ण को था, कृष्ण को था, कृष्ण को था, वेर इज कृष्ण, वेर इज कृष्ण।
हे राधे व्रज देवी के चललिते, हे नंद सुनो कुतः श्री गोवर्धन कल्प पाद पतले, कालिंदी वने कुतः घोषन्ताविति सर्वतो व्रजपुरे, खेदर महावेवलो वंदे रूप सनातनो रघुयुगो श्री जीव गोपालको।
कृष्ण को था भाई सब बलह सत्वर, जल्दी बोलो, जल्दी बोलो, टेल मी क्विकली, वेर इज कृष्ण, वेर इज कृष्ण, वेर इज कृष्ण। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु आस्किंग, वेर इज कृष्ण, वेर इज कृष्ण, कृष्ण को था, कृष्ण को था। नेक्स्ट 104।
प्रभु रा देखिया आरती कांदे भक्त गण, कारो मुखे आर किछु ना स्फुरे वचन।
सीइंग द अर्नेस्ट लॉन्गिंग ऑफ श्री निमाय विश्वंभर, ऑल द डिवोटीज आल्सो क्राइड, हरि बोल, द क्राइंग स्कूल। श्री श्रीमद गौर गोविंद स्वामी महाराज सेड इन भुवनेश्वर, आई हैव ओपन्ड अ क्राइंग स्कूल फॉलोइंग इन द फुटस्टेप्स ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज द प्रमुख अध्यापक ऑफ दैट क्राइंग स्कूल, ही ओपन्ड द फर्स्ट क्राइंग स्कूल इन नवद्वीप। महाप्रभु इज क्राइंग, दुई नयने प्रेम जल, एंड प्रभुर देखिया आरती, द आर्तनाद, द पेनफुल क्राय, आर्तनाद, the painful cry of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when the devotees heard. Prabhura dekhiya aarti kande bhaktagan, kande bhaktagan, all the bhaktagan, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the gaur premi jan, gaur bhakta jan, they all started crying, they all started crying, crying. Karo mukhe aar kichu naspure vachan, they were unable to speak anything, they all started crying, seeing their nimai, feeling such separation from Krishna, hearing the artanad of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the painful, piteous cry of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calling out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Mahaprabhu is crying, and seeing Mahaprabhu cry, all the devotees are crying, not able to say anything. They are also crying. This Krishna prem is infectious. We see, we were reading in Sri Jaiva Dharma that Mayavadi Sanyasi Thakur from Varanasi, one time he saw Prem Nam Sankirtan by a pure Vaishnava. A Krishna Premijan was crying out Prem Nam Sankirtan, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna, crying. Just seeing the tears of this pure devotee, the Sanyasi Thakur became Vyakul to come to Vraj, to come to Navadvip, and to surrender at the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava. This is the power. Darshane pavitra karo, ei tomar guno.
Prabhu bale mora dukha करह खंडन आनी देह मोरे नंद गोपेन्द्र नंदन। प्रभु बोले मोर दुख करह खंडन। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज टेलिंग ऑल द डिवोटीज, ओ माय डियर डिवोटीज, वंडरफुल मर्सीफुल डिवोटीज, प्रभु बोले मोरा दुख करह खंडन, मेरे दुख का खंडन कीजिए, मेरे दुख को हटाइए, प्लीज मेरे दुख का निवारण कीजिए, प्लीज टेक अवे माय सॉरो, डू समथिंग अबाउट माय ग्रीफ। आनी देह मोरे नंद गोपेंद्र नंदन, ओ गिव मी नंद नंदन कृष्ण, दैट नंद गोपेंद्र द किंग, नंद हु इज किंग ऑफ all the gopas, his nandan, his son, nanda nandan krishna, give me nanda nandan krishna, kaha mora prananath murali vadana, kaha jau kaha pao vrajendra nandana। This is mahaprabhu, this is the virah dasha of Sri Chaitanya Dev। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु हिज सिचुएशन इन सेपरेशन फ्रॉम कृष्ण। प्रभु बोले मोरा दुख करह खंडन आनी देह मोरे नंद गोपेंद्र नंदन। इफ यू वॉन्ट टू mitigate my grief, my pain, my suffering, then give me Nanda Nandan Krishna. Please, give me Ballabhadisha Suno. Give me Vrajendra Nandan Krishna. Please, nothing else will satisfy me. This is called one-pointedness. If a child is crying for the parents and you give the child a lollipop, take this lollipop. You put a pacifier in the child's mouth, poopsie, suck and be happy. Or take this toy, ting, 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 ting. Take this toy, be happy. If the child takes and gets distracted, then the child will not get the mother and father. He will be given the toys. The parents will continue. But despite getting sweets, despite getting toys, despite getting distractions, despite getting pacifiers, if the child is not pacified, he's saying, no, mother, no father, I want you, papa, mommy, I want you, I don't want toy, I don't want food, I want you, only you, nothing else. Then the parents will leave whatever work they are doing and they'll pick up the child. Oh, beta, bolo, catch him. That is how we have to be. Srila Prabhupada taught us that we have to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in the mood of a child who is calling out helplessly to the parents from whom the child is separated. This feeling of separation has to be prayed for. This feeling of separation has to be developed, has to be received from Guru and Krishna. Without feeling separation, without feeling longing for Krishna, how can we get Krishna? Impossible. Just like a child, if we are distracted by toys and pacifiers, then that's what we'll get. But we don't want to be like this. We want Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna Seva Pao Ei Abhilashi. Every day in Tulsi Arti we are singing. So we have to be one pointed. Nothing else will satisfy us. Nanaka Prishtam Nacha Paryameshtam Nasarva Bhavamam Narasadipatyam Nayoga Siddhir Apunar Bhavam Vasamanya Sattva Virahaya Kamche Nadhanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamai Nayacheham Ramyam. In Jagannath Ashtakam also Shripad Adi Shankaracharya is teaching us to pray. I don't want this. I don't want beautiful women. I don't want kingdom. I don't want money. I don't want wealth. I don't want Siddhi. Prithrasur Maharaj also. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us in Shiksha Ashtakam. In Damodar Ashtakam also we are saying. What is that verse? Varam. Varam deva moksham na moksham vadhim va नचन्यं वृणेहं वरेषदपिह इदं ते वपुर्नाथ गोपाल बालम् सदा मे मनस्याविरास्तं किमन्ये. I don't want anything else. I just want Gopal. I want Gopal. This is called Anannata. This is what will purchase Radha and Krishna. That Radha and Krishna, I just want you. I want nothing else. Ei nivedanadhar sakhi anugata koro seva adhikarati koro nija dasi. I don't want anything else. I just want service to Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna seva pav ei abhilash. That also servant of the servant of the servant. Sakhi anugata koro, koro nija dasi. That is our prayer, to become the maid servant of the maid servant of the maid servant of Radha and Krishna. Nothing else will satisfy us. Mahaprabhu is teaching us. Eta bali shwasa chadi puna puna kande lotaya bhumite kesha taha nahi bande. Hare Krishna. After saying this, that mora dukha karaha kandana deha more gopendra nandana, after saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, eta bali shwasa chhadi punha punha kande. Shwasa chhadi. Taking deep breaths, deep sigh. He was sisak sisak ke ro rahe the, phut phut kar ro rahe the. Kande vishwambhar. Punha punha kande. Again and again, shwasa chhadi punha punha kande. Jor jor se phut phut ke ro rahe the. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was piteously crying. Lotaya bhumite kesha taha nahi bande. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wept repeatedly. Again and again he was weeping. And his hair was unbound and it was on the ground. His long beautiful hair on the ground. He was crying. Hair became undone, open. He was crying. Ei sukhe sarvadina gelakshana praya kathanchit sabaprati haila vidaya. Very, very beautiful Siddhanta, my dear friends. Please pay attention. Ei sukhe sarvadina gelakshana praya. What is Mahaprabhu doing? Lotaya bhumite. He's rolling on the ground, falling on the ground. Kesha taha nahi bandhe. His hair was open. Puna puna kande. Again and again he was crying. Shwasa chhadi. Taking deep sighs. He was crying loudly. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Again and again he was crying, taking deep breath. He's crying all day for Krishna. Huh? And see what Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashaya is writing in verse number 107. So this looks like vilap. This looks like dukkha. Mahaprabhu is very, very sad. He's crying, falling on the ground. Tears are coming from his eyes. Ei sukhe sarvadina gelakshana praya. My dear friends, when we are sad, when we are heartbroken, does time go fast or time pass slowly? Slowly, right?
Slowly.
Yeah, when we are sad, time goes very slow. Very slow. And what is Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur saying? E sukhe sarvadina gela kshana praya. Kshana praya. Like one kshan, one moment, the whole day went. Sarvadina gela kshana praya. Like one moment, the whole day passed away. E sukhe. In this happiness. Because in times of happiness, time goes quickly. Oh, the vacation is over so quickly. Oh, my holidays are over so quickly. Now I have to go back to work tomorrow. So when we are happy, time goes fast. When we are sad, time goes slow. Appears that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very sad. He's crying, falling on the ground. But ei sukhe,
Srila Vrindavandas Thakur corrects our mentality and says, don't think he's Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya. He's always Anandit. He's always Sukhi. Krandan for Krishna. KK. Krandan for Krishna. Crying for Krishna. Rurodu Suswaram Rajan. Krishna Darshana. Ruroda for Radha. Crying for Radha. Krandan for Krishna, Aruroda for Radha, it is Parama Sukhadai. It is very, very pleasure giving. Externally, separation from Krishna seems like pain, but actually, it is a great bliss. It is a great joy in the heart to remember Radha and Krishna and to cry for them. The gopis do it, the topmost devotees do it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does it. To cry for Radha and Krishna. It is the greatest bliss. Why? Because Radha and Krishna are Ananda Leela. They are Satchid Ananda Vigraha. They are Ananda Vigraha. And remembrance of Ananda Vigraha, we also become Anandit. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatva Nama Nami. Trini Kritya Jagat Sarvam Rajate Sakalopari Chidanandamayam Shuddham Harer Namayo Kevalam. Harinam is filled with rasa. Harinam is spiritual, chinmay. Krishna is Satchid Ananda Vigraha. Krishna Nam is also Satchid Ananda Vigraha because Abhinnatva Nama Namin. So when we are remembering Krishna, calling out Krishna's name, Krishna, Krishna, Radha, Radha. O thai go prema mai. Radhe, 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 Kothai go prema mai. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. When we are calling out to Radha and Krishna, like Srila Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj, like Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, it is actually spiritual ecstasy. We have to understand this. It is the greatest perfection of life to cry for Krishna. Because crying means feeling separation from Krishna. And in separation, separation is called viraha. In separation, there is union. There is milan. In separation, there is milan. Internally, there is union. Externally, there is separation. And that internal union gives tremendous spiritual bliss. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this whole day he is crying for Krishna, but it is a divya anand. It is a very divine sukh, and it whole day went like a moment. Kathanchit sabha prati haila vidai. Then at the end of the day, Nimai Vishwambar took leave from of all the devotees with great difficulty. He took leave for a short time. In the purport, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Maharaj writes, in spite of feeling intense distress because of separation from Krishna, Sri Gaura Sundar, who was absorbed in the mood of a devotee, which devotee? Sri Radha. Absorbed in the mood of a devotee, Bhakta Bhav, passed the entire day consisting of 12 hours in the happiness of love for Krishna. Sukhe, in the happiness of love for Krishna. Anybody who experiences love for Krishna cries. And love for Krishna means happiness. Because Krishna is Ananda Vigraha. Thus the day appeared to be only a moment in duration. And in separation from Krishna, it's the opposite. Yuga aitam nimeshena chakshusha pravrishaitam Shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahena me. Yugaitam nimeshena. A yuga. It feels like a yuga. One full cycle of satya treta dvapar kali. Divya yuga. How? Yugaitam nimeshena. One nimesh, one blinking of an eye, fraction of a second seems like a full yuga. Govinda virahena me. In separation from Krishna. Atati yad bhavan ahanikananam truti yugayate tvam apashyatam. Atatiyad Bhavan, Ahani Kananam. Ahani means in the daytime. In the daytime, O Krishna, the gopis are singing in Gopi Geet, 31st chapter of the 10th canto of Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam. The gopis headed by Srimati Radharani are saying, Atati means to go. Atatiyad Bhavan, Ahani Kananam. In the daytime, when you go to the Kanan, the forest, O Krishna, Atati, you go. Bhavan, very respectfully, they are saying, very dear Krishna, when you go to the forest in the daytime, Truti Yugayate Tvam Apashyatam. Pashyat means to see. Apashyatam means not being able to see you because you have gone to the forest to graze your cows, to play with your friends, and we have to stay here in Viraj, feeling separation from you. What happens to us? Truti Yugayate. Truti. Shri Srimad Radha Govindadas Goswami Maharaj in his Harikatha, when he talks about Gopi Geet, says that you take a sharp thorn and you take Komal Patra, a very tender leaf, soft leaf of a plant, and lotus plant's leaf you take, tender leaf, delicate leaf, and you take a sharp thorn and you penetrate that leaf with the thorn. It takes hardly less than a second. Zoop, it goes through. That is called truti. Truti means the time taken by a sharp thorn to go through a tender leaf of a lotus. Truti. Truti yugayate. A fraction of 1 second feels like a full yuga. The gopis are saying, Atati yad bhavan ahani kananam. Truti yugayate tvam apashyatam. Kutila kuntalam. Shri Mukham Chaye Jada Udikshatam Pakshma Kritrisham. And then they chastise Brahmaji also. And in the evening, Kutila Kuntalam, your nice curly locks of hair. Shri Mukham Chaye, your beautiful Shri Mukh, your beautiful face decorated by the curly locks of your soft curly black hair. When you come, Jada Udikshatam Pakshmakrid. This Brahmaji has Pakshmakrid. He has created these eyelids. First of all, he gave only 2 eyes to see Krishna. And on that also, he has made these eyelids. He is Pakshmakrid. He has created eyelids on our eyes. Pakshmakrid Drisham. So he is Jada. He is foolish. Brahmaji is Jada. Jada Udikshatam Pakshmakrid Drisham. Because he made eyelids. You have to give us millions of eyes, Brahmaji. And that also, eyes like Jagannath, without eyelids. Then we will consider you to be intelligent, Buddha. Otherwise, you are Jada. And our Brahmaji took it very seriously. When he came, Ashila Haridas Thakur, Namacharya, he said, okay, I made a mistake as Brahmaji. I gave the gopis only 2 eyes, that also with eyelids. So now I will not take darshan of Jagannath. I will stay outside. I will take birth in a Muslim family and I will not be allowed. I will not take darshan. That will be my prayaschitta. Hare Krishna. So this is, thus the day appeared to be a moment in duration. Being intoxicated by the beverage of love for Krishna and remaining half conscious, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took leave from the devotees with great difficulty. Yes, in the Raya Ramananda Samvad, it comes that the greatest pain is separation from the devotees. The greatest sorrow is separation from the devotees. So this is beautiful Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. How Nimai, Nitai are meeting, embracing each other. And all the devotees are so happy. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashaya Ki Jai. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Hare Krishna. So, I tried to make a presentation today. Let me see if I can share it. Please forgive me if it is not up to the mark. But I thought today the theme of the verses is feeling separation from Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling separation from Krishna. So longing for Guru Gauranga Gandharvika Giridhari, I tried to just copy-paste few verses where our acharyas, mainly Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, the gopis of Vrindavan in Srimad Bhagavatam, as spoken by Sri Shukdev Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami, they have composed different verses in the same mood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing today in the verses that we read. So first is a famous prayer, we all know this, by Srila Narottam Das Thakur. Swa Parshad Bhagwat Viraha, separation from Bhagwan, separation from our friends, devotee friends. Viraha Janita, because of separation, vilap, lamentation, sorrow has arisen in the heart because of separation from the devotees of Krishna and also separation from Krishna. Jayani lo prema dhana karuna prachu heno prabhu kotha gela acharya thaku heno prabhu kotha gela. Heno prabhu kotha gela, where, kotha Krishna. Today we were reading in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Heno prabhu kotha gela acharya thakur. Acharya thakur is Srila Srinivas Acharya, the beloved friend of Srila Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. When Srila Narottam Das Thakur was in Kheturi and he got the news that in Vrindavan, Srila Srinivas Acharya has entered Nitya Leela. He has become Nitya Leela Pravishtha. Srila Narottam Das Thakur wrote this bhajan. Swa Parshad Viraha Janita Vila. Heno Prabhu Kotha Gela Acharya Thakur. Hey Srinivas Acharya Prabhu, where have you gone? Where are you? Je Anilo Premadhan. You brought Gaura Premadhan. You were the incarnation of Gaura Prem. Karuna Prachur. You're so merciful. Kaha mora swarup rupa kaha sanatana kaha dasa raghunatha patita pava. Remembering Srila Srinivas Acharya, Srila Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya is remembering all the devotees. Where is Swarup Damodar Goswami? Where is Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan Goswami? Where is Raghunath Das Goswami, who was Patita Pavan? Kaha mora bhatta yuga, kaha kaviraj, eko kale kotha gela gaura natara. Very painful. Kaha mora bhatta yuga. Bhatta Yuga, the two Bhattas, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, where are they? Kaha Kaviraj, where is Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami? Eka kale kotha gela gora natara. Srila Narottam Das Thakur is remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh, Gaura Nataraj, hey, Gaura Nataraj, where have you gone? Suddenly you went away, suddenly disappeared. In separation from Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the Gaura Parshads, feeling vilap, doing vilap, viraha janita vilap, Sri Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Pashane kutibo matha. Anale Pashibo Gauranga Gunera Nidhi Kothagele Pabo. In separation from Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in separation from Sri Gaura Premijan, Pashane Kutibo Matha, I will break my forehead, my head with a stone. Where are they? Vilap. And Anale Praveshibo, I will enter fire. Anala. Sesaba Sangira Sange Jekoilo Bilas
से संग न पाइया कांदे नरोत्तम दास से सब संगीरा संगे जे कोइलो बिलास से संग न पाइया विथ ऑल दीज गौर संगी जन आई डिड सो मच बिलास आई हैड सच अ नाइस हैप्पी टाइम बोधयंत परस्परम कथयंतश्च माम नित्यम तुष्यंतीच रमंतीच आई डिड तुष्यंतीच रमंतीच आई वॉज सो सैटिस्फाइड आई वॉज सो हैप्पी तुष्यंतीच रमंतीच इन द असोसिएशन ऑफ दीज वंडरफुल डिवोटीज आई डिड विलास से संग ना पाया बट नाउ आई डोंट हैव दैट संग आई डोंट हैव गौर संग आई डोंट हैव गौर पार्षद संग से संग ना पाया नॉट गेटिंग दैट असोसिएशन कांदे नरोत्तम दास दिस नरोत्तम दास क्राइज एंड क्राइज से सब संगीर संगे जे कोइलो बिलास से संग ना पाया कांदे नरोत्तम दास श्री प्रार्थना आश्रय चतुर्दशक वर्स नंबर 11 बाय श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी वेरी पेनफुल वर्स अगेन श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी humble associate of Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatan Goswami, living under their guidance in their association on the banks of Shri Radhakund at Govardhan, is doing vilap in separation from Shri Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis. When Shri Sanatan Goswami left, when Shri Rupa Goswami left, this is the realization of Shri Raghunath Das Goswami. What is he saying? शून्यायते महागोष्ठम् गिरिन्द्रो अजगरायते व्याघ्रतुण्डायते कुण्डम् जीवातु रहितस्य मे श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी इज डूइंग विलाप ही सेइंग शून्यायते महागोष्ठम् This whole Mahagosht, this Vrindavan, this whole Vraj, everything has become Shunyayatam, become zero. Girindro Ajgarayate, my Giriraj Govardhan, near whom I always prayed to reside, Nijanikata Nivasam, Dehi Govardhanatvam, Nijanikata Nivasam, Dehi Govardhanatvam. That Govardhan now looks like a big Ajgar, coiled up. Python. Girindro Ajgarayate. What about Tadat Visurabhiradha Kundamevashrayome? Tadat Visurabhiradha Kundamevashrayome. Das Goswami wrote both these beautiful prayers. Tadat Visurabhiradha Kundamevashrayome. What about Shri Radha Kund? The most fragrant pond, Vyagra Tundayate Kundam. Radha Kundam appears to me like Vyagra Tundayate, the open, ferocious mouth of a tiger. Radha Kund appears like a tiger's mouth, Govardhan appears like a python, and Vraj appears like Shunya. शून्यायते महागोष्ठम् गिरिन्द्रो अजगरायते व्याघ्र तुंडायते कुंडम जीवातु रहितस्य मे इट इज एज इफ आई एम डिवॉइड ऑफ माय लाइफ विदाउट रूप सनातन गोस्वामी सच अ भाव सच अ विरह दशा दिस टाइप ऑफ विरह कैन बी एक्सपीरियंस्ड ओनली व्हेन देयर इज प्रेम शची सुनवाष्टकम वर्स नंबर 6 बाय श्री रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी पुरा पश्चन्नीला चलपति मुरु प्रेम निवहे शरन्नेत्रांभोभिः स्नपित निज दीर्घोज्ज्वल तनुः सदा तिष्ठन् देशे प्रणय गरुड़स्तंभ चरमे शशिसूनु किं मे नयन सरणीं यास्यति पुनः Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, Shachi sunu kim me nayana saranim yasyati punaha. Sitting on the banks of Sri Radha Kund, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering Sri Jagannath Puri, where for more than 12 years, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the fortunate witness to the Antya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pura paschan nila chalapatim uru prema nivahai. In Nilachal Jagannath Puri, Nilachal Pati is Sri Jagannath Dev. Pura paschan, pura means samne. Seeing Nilachal Pati in front of him, paschan means to see. Seeing Jagannath in front of him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, uru prema nivahe, overwhelmed with uru prem, tremendous love. What was the effect of that uru prem upon seeing Jagannath? Because Sri Jagannath is Dwarkadhish Krishna, who left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and then Dwarka, but now is feeling separation from Sri Vrindavan Dham. Not now, always feeling separation from Sri Vrindavan Dham. Dwarkadhish Krishna, separated from Sri Vrindavan, feeling vyakulata, feeling laulyam, feeling intense longing for Sri Vrindavan Dham and Sri Vrindavaneshwari, Srimati Radharani, that is Jagannath. Krishna, who is in Dwarka, stuck in Dwarka, feeling separation from Sri Vraj Dham, that is Krishna, Jagannath. And who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha Bhav, Dyuti Suvalitam, Naomi Krishna Swarupam, Sri Chaitanya Dev. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani, feeling separation from her Krishna who has left Vrindavan. And both of them meet in Jagannath Puri. Both are feeling viraha. They meet in Jagannath Puri. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna who has left Vrindavan. Jagannath is Krishna who left Vrindavan and is feeling separation from Vrindavan and Radharani, and they meet in Jagannath Puri. So what is the effect of that Uru Prema?
Sharannitrambho bhisnapita nijadir ghojvalatanuhu. Sharannitrambho.
Netrambho is tears from the eyes. Sharan netrambo. Tears are flowing from the eyes of Sri Chaitanya Dev, who is in Radha Bhav. And Snapita, they are bathing. Who? Nija Dirgha Ujwala Tanu. His own tears are bathing his beautiful, tall form. His body is bathed by his own tears of love. Tears of love for Krishna, Prema Shuru. His Dirgha, his 7 feet tall, Ujjwal Tanu, his effulgent form, is Snapita, is bathed by Sharan Netram Bhubi. Tears of love flowing from his own eyes upon seeing Pura Paschan, who? Jagannath, Nila Chalapati. Hey, my Vrajapati, Radhapati, Gopipati Krishna has become Nilachalpati. Because he became Mathurapati, then became Dwarkapati. He is everything except Radhapati. Oh, ho, ho.
Sadatishthan deshe pranai garuda sthamba charame.
Where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always standing? Sada tishthan. He's always situated where? Sada tishthan deshe pranai garuda sthamba charame. He's standing near his pranai bhakta, his loving devotee Garuda. There are two reasons. One is, some acharyas explain that in his humility, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking, if I take shelter of this pranai bhakta Garudji, then Krishna will look at me. That's how a devotee feels.
Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev is teaching us, we should take shelter of devotees, stand at their lotus feet. So in Bhakta Bhav, Sri Chaitanya Dev is standing at the lotus feet of Garudji, who is a Pranayi Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, hoping that Krishna will glance at me because I have taken shelter of a pure devotee. Our Garudji is Srila Prabhupada. We want to stand at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, hoping and praying that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will look at us. Because we have taken shelter of his Senapati Bhakta. Papi jabe dharma chadi dura deshe jai, mora Senapati Bhakta jai beta thai. Sadatishthan deshe pranai garuda sthamba charame. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always standing garuda sthamba charame. He is standing behind garuda sthamba. Second reason is because Sri Chaitanya Dev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. He feels shy in the presence of Krishna's sister and especially elder brother. Sister and elder brother. Sister phir bhi theek hai. Because it is the bhav of the gopis that another lady can understand our pain of separation. Only a lady can understand the virahadasha that we experience. Kaschit tulasi kalyani govinda charana priye sahatwali kulair bipra drishtasteti priyachuta. Have you seen Priyachut? They're asking Tulsi Maharani, thinking that she will understand. She is a lady. So, feeling shy from Subhadra Devi, feeling shy of Sri Balaram Ji, Sri Balabhadra, Sri Baladev Ji, elder brother of Krishna. So she's standing behind the Garuda Stambha so that Subhadra Devi and Balaram Ji cannot see. Only Jagannath. Only Jagannath. Eye to eye union. Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to only look at Jagannath. सदा तिष्ठन् देशे प्रणय गरुड स्तंभ चरमे शची सूनु किं मे नयन सरणीम यास्यति पुनः. When will शची सूनु, the son of शची माता श्री चैतन्य देव, नयन सरणीम यास्यति पुनः. When will he become visible to me again? I am sitting here in Vrindavan remembering. Niravadhi karunena shri shachi nandanena tvaika patishatopi tvat priyena arpitosmi iti khalu mama yogya yogyatam damagrinan nijanikata nivasam dehi govardhanatvam. That Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who gave me my Govardhan Shila, because of that Govardhan Shila I got Vrindavan Vas, Govardhan Vas. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I got Swarup Damodar Goswami. He made me Swarup Era Raghu. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I got the association of Rup Sanatan Goswamis. Where is that? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Shachi Sunvashtakam Vashila Raghunathas Goswami, verse 8. Actually, it's already 12 o'clock. I wrote many verses. Many verses I wanted to explain, but I will stop here. These are just different verses. Separation from the devotees, Guru, separation from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Then there are verses feeling separation from Krishna. Finally, feeling separation from Srimati Radharani. And then lastly, one verse Vashila Raghunath Das Goswami expressing separation from Radha and Krishna both. Yugalakeshwar, Radha Krishna Pranamur, Yugalakeshwar, Jeevane Marane Gati Aranahimur. So in this way, the conclusion is, my dear friends, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to understand that our aim is Krishna Prem. Nirapradhe Namalele Pabe Prem Dhan. Through Nam Bhajan, we want Prem Dhan. Prem Dhan. Nirapradhe Namalele Pabe Prem Dhan. Tarmaste Sarvashesh Nam Sankirtan. So through our Naam Bhajan, we want Prem, Radha Krishna Prem. Prem manifests as Seva, Radha Krishna Seva Pao, Eya Bilash. We want Prem, and the symptom of Prem is feeling separation. If there is no Prem, there is no separation. We feel separation from one who we have Prem for. So we want to develop Prem and we want to feel separation. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj would say we should cry in separation from Krishna. And if we don't feel separation from Krishna, then we should cry that we are not feeling separation from Krishna. We should cry that we are not able to cry. But Milahina Raghupati Vina Anuraga Koti Janma Japatapa Vairaga. Cannot get Krishna without developing love for Krishna. And the best way to develop love for Krishna is to do Naam Bhajan. Softly japa, loudly kirtan, and serving the devotees and not offending devotees. Doing Vaishnava Seva, not Vaishnava Prad. And doing Naam Bhajan. Naam Bhajan, not Indriya Tripti. Naam Bhajan. So that is the message. You want to cry for Krishna, you want to feel separation from Krishna. And there are so many verses which we can recite. And these verses will give us, they will evoke Krishna Prem in our heart. Hare Krishna Mahamantra and all these verses which Srila Prabhupada says, the verses written by the Acharyas, they are all expansions from the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Srila Prabhupada explains. All these Vaishnava Geets, Srila Narottamdas Thakur, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, their words are all emanations, Srila Prabhupada says, from the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Gaan, singing these prayers. Krishnot kirtana gana naratana paro prema mritam bho nidhi. Like that. Krishna kirtan, ut kirtan, loud kirtan, and gana. Singing these ashtakams, these songs. Thank you very much, dear devotees. I will stop here. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahaprabhu ki jai. Nitai Gaurpan. Hari Hari. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Jai. Wonderful. Sorry.
You were doing Utkirtan. Hare Krishna. So, okay, I think Guru Prabhu has, no, Parima Mataji has a question. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much for this nectarian glass, Prabhuji. I had this, somehow this thing came to my mind that Prabhuji, there have been so many instances where, you know, a person is not even aware of who Krishna is. I mean, so many stories I've read about Bhakke Bihari ji and, you know, many other such deities who have, you know, given their full mercy to such people. And then there is a sudden change in those people. And they become very fantastic or perfect devotees. So Prabhuji, we are in such a, at least I am talking about myself, I'm in such a position that feelings, even though I hear every day without fail, and I try to, you know, hear as much as I can, I chant and everything, but feeling this separation, I don't know how and when it will happen, because, you know, I feel that maybe if I get this kind of a mercy of such devotees, that, you know, some experience, then maybe for many of us that will work and we will then start feeling separation. Because otherwise, how is this separation even possible, Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna. We have to improve the quality of our bhajan. Because there are only 24 hours in a day, we may or may not be able to increase the quantity. But at least in the present situation, whatever hours we are putting in bhajan, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours every day, most of us are not able to do for more than 4 hours. So whatever time we are doing, we should try to do it with the best quality, minimizing distractions and trying to focus on quality. Quantity, there is a limit how much bhajan we can do, how much hearing we can do, how much reading we can do. There is a limit because there are only 24 hours in a day. But there is no limit to how deep we can go in our bhajan. If we are chanting 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours,
there is a limit to how many rounds we can chant in that time, but there is no limit to how qualitatively, how prayerfully, how devotedly we can chant those rounds. So we should try to improve the quality of our bhajan. With each passing year, we should analyze my naam nishtha, my meditation, my understanding of Krishna, my longing for Krishna, the quality of my bhajan, is it getting better? Or with the passing years, I'm becoming more superficial. I was more sincere in the earlier days in Krishna consciousness. My japa was better in the earlier days. Oh, pahle I used to chant Brahma Murta. We should be ashamed to talk like that. With every passing year, our bhajan should get better and better and better. If we are talking about what we did yesterday, that means we have not done much today. So therefore, we have to keep evaluating ourselves and keep ourselves going better and better. Quantity is there, but quality, we have to focus on quality. Then we will be able to cry. Ultimately, it is the quality of our bhajan that attracts Krishna's mercy. And once Krishna gives his mercy, then all the symptoms will come. Nayanam galadashrudharaya, vadanam gadgadarudhayagira, pulakayar nichitam vapukada. But we have to pray. When will all this happen? Tavanamagrahani bhavishyati. When will it happen? So we have to keep praying like that qualitatively, trying to improve the quality of our bhajan and wait for Guru and Krishna Kripa. Someday it will happen.
Yes, because we are not the level of the Parshads, because all our Goswamis were like Nitya Parshads and we are not. So it's like we cannot reach to that level, Prabhuji.
Yes, we simply have to serve our Guru and recite their words, recite the prayers that have been given to us by the Acharyas, understand, try to understand the mood of those prayers. We cannot understand the full bhav of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami when he's writing Shachi Sunu Ashtakam. We cannot. What he's experiencing sitting at Radha Kund and writing. But we should try to get into that bhav, get at least a glimpse, at least looking at the honey from outside. We don't know the taste of honey, but at least we know the color. Something. some bhav abhas. We cannot get there bhav, but some bhav abhas. We should try.
Yes.
So like, we have to keep trying, Mataji. And hare ko hari naam. Apabal tapabal aur bahu bal chauto hai bal daam. Suru kishor kripate sababal. Hare ko hari naam. Shri Kavivar Surdas ji has written that hare ko hari naam. When we accept defeat, Krishna, I have tried so much. I have tried different things, but I give up. I don't have that love. I don't have the sincerity. I don't have the devotion. You please rectify me. Make me your own. If helplessly we pray like that, then Krishna will help. Hare ko hari naam. So we have to accept our defeat that Krishna, I am finished. I cannot do it. You please help me. I want you. That is for sure. But I don't want you sincerely. So please give me that sincerity. And Prabhupada was told that Maya is very strong. Prabhupada's response was actually Maya is not. Your determination to get Krishna is not strong. It's not that Maya is strong. Your determination to get Krishna is not strong. Because Maa Meva Prapadyante Maya Metam Tarantite. That is a Siddhanta. So like that. We have to just depend on the mercy of Guru and Krishna and keep trying. There is nowhere else we can go. There is no other aim, objective, ambition we have. Our only ambition is service to Guru Gauranga Gopinath. So we are not going to move away from that objective. And the process, the abhideya to get that objective is there, given to us by our acharyas. So we are going to go and someday we'll reach prayojan. To have the objective clear is sambandha. This is what I want. Abhideya is the process. So those two things we have to do and prayojan will happen. Krishna tava punya have vai. Ye punya koribe jove, radharani sukhi hove. It will happen someday. We have to keep trying. Okay?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for this wonderful answer. Encouraging. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranams.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat pranam.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for this wonderful class. Please forgive me for this disturbance in the middle of the class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. So, yeah, Prabhu. Yeah, Janeshwar Gaurang Prabhuji, please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Prabhuji, your voice is very feeble.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Please accept my obeisances, Prabhuji. Thank you for this wonderful class. Just to follow up on what you just said, and what Mataji was saying, you know, chanting in separation from Krishna, for myself, I can say for myself, sometimes like you feel destitute, you know, like you feel totally hopeless in that mood, and it's kind of, you know, sometimes depressing in the sense that, oh boy, you know, when this is going to happen. But at the same time, you know that chanting is a service to the holy name. And when you're doing seva, you are in, you know, you always feel joy doing seva. So when I'm chanting with that mood, I'm serving Radha Krishna, then names, then I feel better, you know. So which mood should I adopt, you know, because for me, the second one is easier to do. I'm serving Radha and Krishna, so I'm feeling I'm getting this service. So I enjoy doing it. But when I do in the separation mood, because I'm not at that level, you feel so destitute, you know.
Actually, both the moods are non-different. Both the moods are non-different. Because serving Radha Krishna Naam and serving Radha Krishna Tanu is non-different. It's the same thing. So feeling separation from Radha Krishna and chanting their holy names and serving them in the form of the holy name, Abhinatva Nama Namino, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. So that is non-different, Prabhuji. So that's very nice. You can, you know, we should chant the holy name thinking this is, knowing that this is service. There is that famous story of Prabhupada disciple, I'm forgetting his name. In New Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada told him that chanting Hare Krishna is the most important service you can do. He was a temple president at that time. And Prabhupada instructed that chanting Hare Krishna is the most important service. So now he lives in New Vrindavan. And Prabhuji every morning does Guru Puja for Srila Prabhupada in the Palace of Gold. Palace of the Senapati Bhakta of the Golden Avatar. And then he does 108 rounds every day, chants 108 rounds every day. You can calculate how many hours it must be taking. Because Srila Prabhupada instructed the most important service is to chant. So, yes, both the moods are good, Prabhuji. No problem. And they are one. By serving Naam Prabhu, then hankering, longing for Krishna, mood of separation will automatically come. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. And we have next question from Anuradha Mataji. Anuradha Mataji, please go ahead. Anuradha Mataji? Okay. So we will move on to next question, Prabhuji. We have a question from Guru Maumya Robert Kennedy. Yeah, please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna. Sorry, Mataji, I was not able to unmute myself. So it's...
Okay, yeah, please.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. Wonderful class as always. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Please accept my humble obeisances of glory to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, recently I was hearing a class by Gaurang Darshan Prabhu, and he was saying the same thing, like the measurement for love is the amount of separation we feel in the absence of that person. So it's so similar to what you said. My question is, Prabhu, when we are serving the deities, especially in the temple, and we have devotees around, and we have everything, you know, we can think for or we can look for, how do we then feel separation? Because it feels so satisfying already being even in the material world, going to temples, serving the devotees, having the association of the devotees and the sannyasis and, you know, everything. How do we then feel separation, Prabhu?
Actually, feeling separation from Krishna is very natural. And it is, there are the two sides of the same coin, Milan and separation. Milan and viraha. Meeting, union and separation. Union and separation are two sides of the same coin.
Srila Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, in his book, The Embankment of Separation, explains that Prem Pravaha is like a nadi, river. It has got two banks. One bank is union, meeting, milan, and second bank is separation, viraha. They are both existing. Both exist. In Hare Krishna Mahamantra also both are there. In the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there is milan and there is viraha. There is union and there is separation. Hare Krishna is Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. They are together. Krishna Krishna is Radharani calling out to Krishna in separation. Hare Hare is Krishna calling out to Radharani in separation. Hare Ram is Radharaman, Radharaman. Ram Ram is Radharani calling out to her Krishna. Hey Radharaman, where are you? Hey Raman, hey Nath, where are you? And Hare Hare again is Krishna calling out to Radharani. Radhe Radhe, Hare Hare, Radhe Radhe, where are you? And then again Hare Krishna. So in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra also, there is union and separation. And when we are worshipping the deities, when we are with our Guru Maharaj, it is milan, it is union, and we feel great bliss. But if we are sincere devotees, then on other occasions, even though it may be short periods of separation, we will feel great separation. We will feel great separation. Like in today's last verse we were reading, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to leave the association of the devotees, he felt so much separation. With great difficulty, he bid farewell to them. And similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day he would go to the darshan of Sri Jagannath many times. But during the Anavasara period, when for 15 days, 2 weeks, Sri Jagannath Dev would perform the Leela, pastime of falling sick, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't bear separation, couldn't live in Jagannath Puri without taking darshan of Jagannath. And then he would go to Alalnath. So both are there. Union and separation both are there. When we are serving Guru, when we are serving Krishna, it's union and we feel happy. But if we are sincere, when we are not in their personal association, we cannot be in the temple in the presence of the deities 24 hours a day. We have to close the altar and our service goes, finishes and we go. Only Radharani is there with Krishna 24 hours a day. Even when the curtains close, only Sri Radha is there with Krishna. Ananya Bhaskarenaham. Ananya Raghavenaham Bhaskarena Prabhayatha. Radharani is never separated from Krishna. But we are separated. And then when the curtains close, when we are not in front of our Gurudev, when we are not in front of the deities, then if we are sincere, we should feel separation. We should feel separation. Tad vismaranena param vyakultete. Shripad Narad Muni writes in Narad Bhakti Sutra. Even if a devotee for one moment gets distracted, we are talking something in the office or with some non-devotee, we are talking a little bit something related to work. So for those few moments, there is vismaran, there is forgetfulness of Krishna. And that creates atyanta vyakultete. Tad vismaranena atyanta vyakultete. Param vyakultete. Causes great vyakulta. Great feeling of remorse that, I forgot Krishna for some time. So if you are sincere, we will feel separation also, because separation and union are both there. And separation is also a ecstasy. And that has to be realized. Okay, Mataji? I hope that was okay.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Please pray for me that I become sincere, Prabhu.
Thank
you,
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Now we will move on to next question from Guru Mayum Robert Kennedy. Please go ahead with your question. You are on mute. Can you unmute yourself?
Hare Krishna Mataji, we have to unmute him.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Adikadadar Prabhuji, the number pronoun. My question is, Prabhuji just told that we need to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we need to get first the mercy of Nityananda Prabhuji. And so that while chanting, But the thing is that while chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are focusing is for the Radha and Krishna. So if we have more attachment for the Nityananda Prabhuji in the beginning, now we are going to gradually move to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then to Radha and Krishna. So I feel that in the beginning, when I have that adjustment for Nityananda Prabhuji and going to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how do I progress that one? I feel that a little bit uncomfortable because first I'm at the shelter of the Nityananda Prabhu. Then after that, I'm going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how do I understand this process? How this part could you please explain in detail? And then my next question is not my special request is, will you be able to take a six Astakam class? A special class, will it be okay for you, Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna. I did not quite understand the first part of your question, Prabhuji, but the way I understood it is, yes, we need the shelter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, but not just in the initial stages. We are always under Sri Nityananda Prabhu because Sri Nityananda Prabhu is Adi Guru. He is Sri Nityananda Ram. He is Sri Balaram. And we are always under the shelter of the Guru Tattva. So we are now initially in the shelter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. We will always be under the shelter of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In Gaur Lila, he is Nityananda Ram, the leader of all the devotees. And in Krishna Lila, Sri Nityananda Ram is Sri Ananga Manjari, who is the leader of all the Manjaris, the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, Sri Rupa Manjari, Sri Ananga Manjari. They are the leaders of all the Manjaris. In Vilap Kusumanjali, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Manjari Swarup, as Rati Manjari, he writes about his gratitude and his servitude even to Sri Rupa Manjari in several verses. So we are always under the shelter of Sri Rupa Manjari, Sri Ananga Manjari, Sri Nityananda Ram, Sri Balaram, Sri Guru Tattva, Akhanda Guru Tattva. So that has to be understood. Shelter of Nityananda Prabhu, shelter of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, shelter of Sri Radha Krishna. Actually, these are not separate classrooms. That first I am in first grade, then I will graduate to second grade, then I will go to third grade. It is not like that. It is all one. The Akhanda Guru Tattva, the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the shelter of Radha and Krishna. It's one shelter. It's one shelter and it is forever. It's not that when we take shelter of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we do not need Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Shivananda Sen was directly engaged in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But always his desire was that on my heart, I want to have the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And when he offered his respect to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, pleased Sri Nityananda Prabhu with his service, how pleased Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. When Shivananda Sen came to Neelachal, Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, as long as Shivananda Sen and his family members are here, my Uchishtha, my remnants should go to them. Because he happily took the kick of Nityananda Gosai without getting angry. His nephew, Shrikant, did not get the mercy because he could not understand, appreciate. So these are not different shelters. That first under Nityananda Prabhu, then I will go to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and then I will go to Radha Krishna, then I don't need Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I don't need Nityananda Prabhu. Not like that. In Golok Vrindavan, we are all there. They're all there. Ananga Manjari is there. Nityananda Prabhu. And Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Radha and Krishna are not different from Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And actually, if you understand the Siddhanta properly,
It is mentioned in Sri Jaiva Dharma by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashay that devotees who are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who follow the Siddhanta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, when they become released from this material world, when they attain their spiritual perfection, they get two spiritual bodies. One is Gaur Swarup, Gaur Lila Swarup, and one is Krishna Lila Swarup. So we'll have two forms. We will be in Shvetadvip, Navadvip in Golok Vrindavan with Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, doing Premnam Sankirtan with them eternally. And we will have a form in Golok Vrindavan, serving Radha and Krishna. So we get two forms. It's there in Jaiva Dharma. Haribo! Like Sri Rupa Manjari is Rupa Manjari in Krishna Lila. In Gaur Lila, eternally Rupa Goswami. Like that. So we'll get two forms. Sri Padayendra Prabhu also has two forms. One form in Gaur Lila and one form in Krishna Lila. And he realized both those forms right here, sitting in Krishna Balaram Mandir doing Harinam Sankirtan. Nirapradhya Namalele Pabe Premudan. The process works. Okay? Srila Prabhu. And regarding Chaitanya Shikshashtakam, yes, it would be my great pleasure to do. Maybe we can do it sometime. If Krishna allows. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much. So we have next question from Siksha Guru Ki Jai. So please go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. It was so, deep classes. I got to hear again. I didn't understand so much. I got to hear again with attentively. I got a question in Akshaya Tritiya, I heard from that the devotee also see the Bhakya Bihari Charan. And also we see the lotus feet of Radharani's the festive day. So why we do need to see the charan like Bhakya Bihari Charan in Akshaya Tritiya and the other festive day Sri Radhika's charan? Sorry, forgive me, I didn't put properly the question.
Mahiyam Atma Pada Padma Dasya Dastu Radhika. It is the mood of a devotee to always serve the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Charana Seva. So it is auspicious to have darshan of the charan. Devotee wants to have darshan every day. The pujari is very fortunate. They get darshan of the lotus feet every day. Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. We only get on Radhashtami or Gopashtami, Bhakya Bihari ji, we get on Akshaya Tritiya, which is a very auspicious day. So these things are there, Mataji. Because if we get something every day, then we may lose the importance. Ati parichayat abhagya. Too much familiarity, then we lose the value. So it's good that it is kept like that. That on Akshaya Tritiya, we get the darshan of the lotus feet of Sri Bhakya Bihari ji. And on Gopashtami, Radhashtami, we get darshan of Sri Radharani in some temples, not in all temples. So that's good. Because that way
What is the reason, Prabhuji? The reason kya hai? Iska reason kya hai? Isme kya gehrai chupa hua hai?
Wahi samjha raha hu. Wahi batane ka prayas kar raha hu. कि यदि हमें रोज प्रतिदिन दर्शन हुए चरण कमल के तो संभव है कि हम उसमें महत्व बुद्धि हमारी कम हो जाए. लेकिन अभी पता है कि अरे अक्षय तृतीय के दिन ही दुर्लभ दर्शन होते हैं चरण कमल के बिहारी जी के, या गोपाष्टमी के दिन ही श्रीपादेन्द्र प्रभु के रूम में माता जी लोग भी जा सकते हैं उनके शालिग्राम जी का दर्शन लेने, उनके भजन कुटीर का दर्शन लेने. गोपाष्टमी के दिन ही श्रीमती राधारानी के चरण कमलों के दर्शन होंगे तो फिर उसमें महत्व बुद्धि आ जाती है.
महत्व बुद्धि क्या है प्रभु जी?
इंपॉर्टेंस. वी अंडरस्टैंड द वैल्यू, वी गिव इंपॉर्टेंस टू इट.
So we become greedy of it and start respecting the value of
that. Yes. Ati parichayat avagya hota hai. If too much familiarity is there, then we lose the value, respect. So Krishna has kept it like that, so that we remain eager for that darshan. That's how we should understand it. Is that okay?
Yeah, Hare Krishna
Prabhu Danda
Patra.
Hare Krishna. Diksha Guru's ki bhi jai. Diksha Guru's ki bhi jai. Diksha Guru's ki bhi. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. We have next question from Kasturi Manjari Mataji. Mataji, please unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, Jai Shri Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for this very inspiring class. And I feel that it's so important, actually. So my question, Prabhuji, is that about the quality of the bhajan, sadhana, whatever number of hours, whatever time. I have sometimes more, sometimes less. Even though there is desire for improving the quality more and more, but sometimes it feels like the mind is just stuck there. Even though there is desire, there is prayers, but still like that, it feels like the desire is not getting fulfilled with the distracted mind. So I just want to humbly request you to please share something that can help me in improving my sadhana in whatever number of hours or time I have.
There are many things that can be said about this. But whatever I say will be useless because it will be theoretical, because I don't myself have any depth in my sadhana. What I've heard from our Gurujans is that we have to, suppose we are doing sadhana for 2 hours every day, sitting 2 hours and chanting 16 rounds. That's all we do in a day, in 24 hours. Then my Guru Maharaj, Param Pujya Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, said this, I personally heard. We have to live the remaining 22 hours in a way that when we sit down for those 2 hours in the morning, from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. or 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., whatever time is there, we have to live 22 hours of the day in such a way that when we sit down for those 2 hours to do our bhajan, Krishna is pleased to reveal himself. Radharani is pleased to reveal herself to us. If 22 hours a day, we have lived a life of saralata, straightforwardness, simplicity. We have not criticized anybody. We have not been duplicious. We are simple. Dhritarashtra told Yudhishthira Maharaj, after the brothers got married to Draupadi Devi and now they had alliance with Drupad Maharaj, now everybody was scared of them. Until then, they were just going from forest to forest. Sometimes Kamyavan, sometimes Ek Chakra, here, there, they were just going. But after the Swayamvar, when the 5 brothers got married to Srimati Draupadi Devi, Drupad Maharaj gave them an army, gave them elephants, gave them chariots, soldiers, weapons, money, everything. Now they were powerful. So now Karna suggested that just give me permission, Duryodhan, I will alone go and kill Drupad and all the 5 brothers. He had this very inflated idea about his abilities, always in Mahabharata. Bhishma Dev laughed. He said, fool, in the Swayamvar, Krishna Balram were there. After the marriage, the Pandavas are staying in Drupad Maharaja's kingdom. And Krishna Balram are also staying there in Drupad Maharaja's kingdom with the Pandavas and Draupadi. Krishna and Balram. You want to go and challenge them? What will happen if Balramji picks up his hull and his gada? He is Gadadhar and he is Haldhar. And if that Mukunda picks up his Sudarshan Chakra, what will happen to you? Fool, in your last life, you were Sahasrakavach Rakshas.
And Krishna, who is Naranarayan, out of fear of him, you had taken shelter of Suryadev. So Bhishma ji silenced Karna. But still Karna was saying, Bhishma, you have become old and you are always supporting the Pandavas. So Duryodhan, don't listen to Bhishma. Dronacharya told Karna, Karna, when adults are talking, you're a child, you keep quiet, don't speak. So then in this way, a lot of discussion happened. Then finally, Dhritarashtra accepted the proposal of Bhishma Dev and Vidur that go and express your bliss, your joy at the discovery that the Pandavas and Kunti, they were not killed in Aranavar, that fire. Go and express your bliss. You are so happy that they were not killed. All this while you were thinking that they had all died. Come home now. No need to stay in the kingdom of Drupad Maharaj. Come home. Hastinapur is your home. And bring them back. Make friendship with them. And give them 50% of your kingdom. This was the proposal of Bhishma Dev and Vidur. Both of them gave this opinion. This is there in Mahabharata. So Dhritarashtra said, I accept it. I totally accept it. This is a very good advice. No point waging a war. So Dhritarashtra tells Vidur, you have given this very nice idea. You only go to Drupad's kingdom and get Pandavas, Kunti and Draupadi Devi here with pomp and respect and everything, royal paraphernalia. Everything was sent. They were brought. When they came, Dhritarashtra took Yudhishthir to the side and told him, Yudhishthir, actually, you are as dear to me as my other son, Duryodhan. But somehow Duryodhan is very attached to me, and seeing his attachment, I also feel very attached to him. And he is a very sinful, wretched fellow. I know it. And somehow I'm not able to control him. If you are here, there will be constant fights. So I'm going to give you 50% of my kingdom and call the pandits, call Dhammacharya, Dhamma Rishi. Called Dhammacharya, your Acharya, and I will do Raj Tilak. I will make you the king right now of Khandoprasth. That is 50% of the kingdom. You take Khandoprasth and I will give Hastinapur to Duryodhan. And he does Raj Tilak of Yudhishthir Maharaj and tells him, immediately you go to Khandoprasth. Now Khandoprasth was Khandar. It was completely empty. There was not one house. There was not one village there. So it was clear nepotism. But Yudhishthir Maharaj was so saral. He was so simple. He said, Ji, yes, Pitaji. Yes, we will go. And they went immediately to Khandoprasth, where there was not one house, not one village. There was nobody there. And that was a kingdom given to them. This is called Saralta. Saralta hi Vaishnava Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saral Thakur said. So if you are Saral like Yudhishthir Maharaj, I am giving an extreme example. Shastras are filled with extreme examples like Draupadi, Haridas Thakur, Dhruv Maharaj. None of us left home at 5 to go to the forest. But these extreme examples are there, which are true examples to give us faith and hope and inspiration. But if you are Saral like Yudhishthir Maharaj, we are not Kapati like Duryodhan and Dhritarashtra. We are Saral like Yudhishthir Maharaj, like Kulavecha Sridhar. Then Sridhar would tell Nimai, you don't agree with my price, you go and buy from somewhere else. And actually, interestingly, in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, this will come up later on in the Madhya Khanda, the people of Navadvip, they would call Kulavecha Sridhar as Yudhishthir. He had the same honesty as Yudhishthir Maharaj, Kulavecha Sridhar. So there was no question of him having a high price for his banana flowers and bananas and banana leaves. So the point is, if we are nishkapat, if we are saral, if we do Vaishnav Seva, if with our tongue we glorify Vaishnavas, we do Vaishnav Gungan, we hear Harikatha, when those 2 hours we sit down, the name will just flow. And our mind, even if we try, it will not go away from the holy name. While chanting, we will realize, what is happening today? My mind is fixed on the mantra. Mana madhe stita mantra, mantra madhe stita mantra.
Mana mantra samayuktam etadhi japa lakshanam. Actual japa will happen. What we do, what I do is not japa. Japa means the mantra is in the mind is on the mantra, mind and mantra become one, manatrayati iti mantra. That is japa. It will happen when Krishna is pleased. That is the meaning of Krishna tava punya have bhaya. When Krishna is pleased, then everything is possible. He's Yogeshwar. So the remaining hours when we are not doing bhajan, that should be a type of bhajan, that when we sit down to do bhajan, the bhajan is smooth. But if the 22 hours a day we are doing asadhya things, things that we are not supposed to do, then those 2 hours sadhan will not happen. It will not happen. How we can do sadhan for 2 hours and do asadhya things for 22 hours? Not possible. So to improve the quality of japa, our bhajan, we have to be careful of what we do when it is not bhajan time. That is one reflection. Is that okay, Mataji? Much can be said, but I will just say this much. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. This is really very meaningful for me. And I really want to apply it. And I seek your blessings and the blessings of all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis on the call so that I can apply it. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat.
Thank you, Prabhu. Next question we have from Sudhakar. Prabhuji, please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. I think today you've shown me another dimension of the Virav Bhav. Yes, I really like that one. But I also have a small doubt. Of course, I was not read the complete story of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm just in the process of getting to know about the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela. So overall, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela, Sankirtan, is in the Virah Bhav or the Prem Bhav?
Viraha manifests because of Prem. Prem is experienced in two situations, Milan and Viraha. Is that okay, Prabhuji?
I didn't understand. Okay, I'm just trying to know simply. Like, for example, what my doubt was, what I so far understood, maybe I've not read complete scriptures. What I understood is, this Harinam Sankirtan movement is the message given by the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I treat that, for me at least, I don't know. That's why I'm asking this question. When I say Harinam Sankirtan, I was thinking that is of the love. You know, ecstasy love of the Hare Krishna and Radha Krishna. Of course, one of the Navarasis like Viraha Bhav, so, there are so many types of bhavs are there. But it may be a stupid question. In the bhakti, yes, as you said, all are same. But overall, like if one has to take the simple summary of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life or preachings in one word or one sentence, is it mostly driven by the Virah Bhav or the Love Bhav? That's what I just want. Like ecstasy, like today we heard that, like Chaitanya Prabhu, when he met in his friend's house, he was, in a different mood. So that was the one incident, right, of his life. So overall his life, if you summarize his life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in short, which way is the one? That's what I just tried to ask you. So.
Prem Naam Sankirtan.
Okay, thank you. That's what I think your answer here. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. We have a question from Komal Sahani. Please go ahead with your question.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Prabhu, I wanted to tell you, like, whatever I desire in my heart, in the materially, like even I just think about my children or grandchildren or anything, the desire gets fulfilled just like on the spot of the thing, the moment of spur, and it happens. But I desire so much for my japa to come good, it is not coming good.
That is the difference between material things and spiritual things.
But then I'm desiring that also so much.
Yeah, though that is the difference. Material things are easy to get. and easy to lose. Antavattu phalam tesham taddhavat alpamedesa. Spiritual things, difficult to get. But once you get, then you never lose it. Neha vikramana shosti pratyavayona vidyate. So spiritual things, initially they may appear to be difficult to get. Actually, tasyaham sulabha partha. Actually, Krishna is very sulabh. But our determination is not strong enough. So in the initial stages, it appears very difficult. It's not happening. But actually, if we see, Krishna bhulya seijiv anadi bahirmukh. We have been Krishna bahirmukh. We have been turned away from Krishna. We have forgotten Krishna since eternity. Anadi. Anadi means, adi means origin. Anadi means there is nothing. It's since the beginning. We have always been forgetful of Krishna. So now, just few months ago, few years ago, we have come to the path of Krishna consciousness. And just for few years, we are praying now. But we have been away from Krishna for so many years. So to give up those conditionings, to give up those desires, which are unfavorable for Krishna bhakti, and to get Krishna, it's going to take some time. Actually, that time is very short compared to how much time we have spent in forgetfulness of Krishna. But while we are going through that process, it feels very long. It feels very long. You remember the first time when you went to DMV to get your license in America? You get that token and you're sitting there. And it feels such a long time. B49, B50, B50. Oh, I'm 70. You're waiting and waiting and waiting for our number to be called. It's so long, so long, so boring. But then we go, we get our license, and now it's been decades since we got our license. Now there's no looking back. Now that small period of time that we had to wait one day, we have forgotten. Similarly, when we'll go to Krishna, when we get Krishna, then all these years of bhajan, even lifetimes of bhajan in the material world, they are evaporated. We forget about all that. It will be gone. It will be nothing. So actually, getting Krishna is very quick process. Very quick process. Tatshanat, Bhagavatam says. It will happen very quickly. Janayati asu vairagya jnanam cha davahetukam. Vasudeva bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita. Janayati asu vairagya jnanam cha davahetukam. It's asu process. It's quick process. It will work. But we have to, shipram bhavati dharmatma. It will happen quickly, but we have to wait. It's right now, it seems very long because we are sitting there in the DMV waiting for to call out. It seems long. Actually, it is not long. We have to keep going. We have been millions and millions of times longer in forgetfulness of Krishna. Now we are remembering Krishna a little bit. We just have to be patient. It will happen. Utsahan. Nishchaya dhairya chila rupa gosam. Three things. Utsaha. We should never give up enthusiasm to get Krishna. Nishchaya. We should be determined and confident it will happen. And dhairya. Thoda dhiraj bhi rakhna padta hai. Thoda dhiraj. Dhairya. Patience. Patience is important. Determination is important. And enthusiasm is important. Utsaha nishchaya dhairya chila rupa gosam says. So it will happen. We are new. We are new people. We just got entrance into Bhakti school. So it seems like a long, but then yes. Now going through medical school may take 5 years, residency 3 years, 6 years. But then once you start practicing as a doctor, then you are practicing 20, 30 years. And then those years are forgotten. So like that. Now we have to go through the training. And when we get Krishna, then we will think, oh, it was so easy. It was so quick. Krishna bada dayamai. Krishna is very merciful. Okay, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu, waiting for his mercy.
Yes, we have to keep waiting. It will come. Your number will be called. Just hold on to your number.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Don't lose the coupon of Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
No, Prabhu, that never. Never, I hope. Never. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, only one last question from me, Prabhu. This is my personal question, Prabhu.
Prabhu, yesterday I went outside, Prabhu, one of the American ladies saw my neck bead and she asked me, it is very beautiful, and she had a wish that she would like to have one her. So can we give a neck beads as gift for someone who are meat eaters like that, Prabhu?
This is a difficult question, Mataji, because both the versions are there. It depends on your bhav. See, there are some sadhus, they put Radhanam everywhere, right? They put stickers in Vrindavan everywhere, even in sometimes in trains you will see Hare Krishna Mahamantra stickers. There are acharyas who have done that. Wherever they go, they put Hare Krishna Mahamantra stickers so that people will see and they will benefit. They will read and they will benefit. They will come to know the Hare Krishna Mahamantra or they will read Radhanam. That is one bhav. Second bhav is that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is what we chant. It is our supreme prayer. It is the best mantra. How you can write it somewhere or put it on a wall? What if it falls down? How to write Hare Krishna Mahamantra on a marriage invitation card? Invitation patra chhatte na hum log. Marriage ke liye, some office inauguration, hospital inauguration. How put Mahamantra? Because people are going to read that and then they will throw it. How to put Radha Krishna photo in a invitation card for a marriage, for example? People are going to read it and then they're going to throw it in the dustbin. So that is one bhav. Now both the bhav in their own way are correct. And Krishna is bhavgrahi. He is accepting. He has different types of devotees. There is variety in the spiritual world also. There is Radharani's camp and there is Chandravali's camp. So both the bhavs are correct. Similarly, there are two schools of thoughts. One is that Tulsi Maharani is so pure and she will benefit. Kaschit Tulasi Kalyani, we were discussing that. She is Kalyani. Sabka Kalyan karti hai Tulsi Maharani. She benefits everyone. So our Shastras describe the benefits of wearing a Tulsi Mala, how Yamdutas cannot come. So with that bhav, give Tulsi Mala to everybody. That is one mood. But what Srila Prabhupada taught us, what most of our acharyas have taught us, what I have heard from most of the acharyas, most of the sadhus, most of our guru varga, is that this tulsi kashtamala, this neck beads made of tulsi wood, this is sakshat Vrinda Devi. Tvam kirtyase sattva tatantra vidbhir lila bhidana kila krishna shakti tavaiva murti stulasi nriloke vrinde namaste charanaravindam. That Vrinda Devi who is sung about, glorified in the sattvat shastras, the shastras for the devotees, the bhakti shastras, she is Krishna's lila shakti. And in this Nrilok, in this Mrityulok, she appears, Vrinda Devi herself appears, who is Krishna Prayasi. She appears in this earth planet as Tulsi Maharani. Tulasi Nriloke. In this Nrilok, she comes as Tulasi. Vrinde, Namaste Charanaravindam. My namaskar to you, Vrinda Devi, at your lotus feet. So this is Sakshat Vrinda Devi sitting on the Kantha. So if someone does Gramya Katha, someone speaks mundane topics, someone is eating onion garlic, someone is eating meat, smoking, Vrinda Devi is sitting here. And through her, you are putting meat, you are putting onion garlic, you are putting that which is not Krishna Prasad. Through someone who is Krishna Prayasi, she is Krishna's wife. Now this is Vaishnava Aparad. This is Aparad. This is not acceptable. Also, Tulsi Kashth Kanthi Mala is a sign, chinna of a Vaishnava. It's a Vaishnava chinna, just like the Tilak is Vaishnava chinna. Even Gopichandan has its own Mahatmya. Yamraj, Yamdutas, they don't even come near someone who is wearing Gopichandan. Just by looking at someone who is worn Urdhva Pundra Gopichandan Tilak, one gets spiritual benefit. Just by looking, meeting a person with Urdhva Pundra Gopichandan Tilak, we get benefit, people get benefit. So then one thing is that, okay, let everybody wear Gopichandan Tilak. But these are the
signs of a devotee. These are Vaishnava Chinna. Tilak Kanthi Dharan is after Diksha. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya, when Bisakhisen attacked, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya was asked by the sadhus in Jagannath Puri, why you don't wear Kanthi Mala? Why you don't wear Tilak? If you were wearing Kanthi Mala Tilak, then Bisakhisen's black magic would not have been able to affect you. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya said, what do I do? I want to wear Tulsi Kanthi. I want to wear Gopi Chandan Urdhva Puntra Tilak. But I am not finding a Sadguru. Only a Guru can put Kanthi Mala at the time of Diksha around a disciple. Only a Guru gives Tilak. The Tilak is Guru Pradatta. Not that whimsically you put Tilak. Tilak is Guru Pradatta. Kantha Tulsi Mala Dharan is also Guru Ashirvad. Guru Pradatta. Guru gives Kanthi Mala. Guru gives Tilak. So these are Vaishnava Chinnas. So how can this be given to anybody who is not following any rules and regulations? What example are we setting? People are walking around with Tilaks and Kanthi and they are going and breaking the four regulative principles in public, eating food which are abhaksha for a Vaishnava, things that are not to be eaten by a Vaishnava. They are eating with Vrindadevi sitting on their Kantha. So that is a disservice to Vrindadevi. So that is a tug of war. Are we going to... They will benefit definitely by wearing Tulsi Kasht. But they are also committing aprad. So my opinion, based on what I have read, based on what I have understood from Srila Prabhupada, is to maintain the sanctity and the dignity of the Urdhva Puntra Gopichandan Tilak and the Tulsi Kashta Kanthamala. Maintain the dignity, maintain the sanctity, maintain the standard. They should only be worn by devotees who are following the four regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Those who have taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada, those who have taken shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or any bona fide Gaudiya Sampradaya, they should wear the Vaishnava Tilak, which is Guru Pradatta, and they should wear the Kanthi Mala, which is also Guru Pradatta. Srila Prabhupada is Jagat Guru. Anybody taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada, following four regulative principles, chanting Hare Krishna, may not even be chanting 16 rounds. But chanting 8 rounds, 10 rounds, whatever it is, following the four regulative principles, not putting onion garlic through Vrindadevi. That is not acceptable. They should unhone dharan karna chahiye, Kanthi aur Tilak. Because this is the sampatti of the Vaishnavas. This is our inheritance. So it cannot be given to unqualified people. Harinam, on the other hand, niyame na kala. Khaite shuvite rathanam le. Deshkal niyam nahi. Sarva siddhi hai. Hare Krishna Mahamantra anybody can chant. So we should try to give them Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If this was so, that let Tulsi Mala be worn by anybody. Hey, so many patients tell me. Hey, I love your necklace, doc. So many nurses and other allied healthcare professionals tell me in the hospital, oh, love that necklace, man. It's so nice. And they tell me, where did you get it from? I said, I got it from Vrindavan in India. Oh, how much does it cost? I tell them $1. Oh, you're kidding me. I said, no, it's $1. Really? Yes. Can you get some for me? Yes. But I never get. Hare Krishna. Yes, because they are appreciating Tulsi Maharani and they will get spiritual credit for appreciating Tulsi Maharani. Why should I discourage them? Yes. And if they ask, some of them have asked again, followed up. Then I say that, you know, there are some rules. This is very powerful. There are some rules. We have to be vegetarian. Oh, no, vegetarian. Oh, all that will not possible. So like that. So, but we should maintain the dignity of the Kanthi Mala and the Tilak. It is our sampatti. It is the Gaudiya Vaishnava sampatti. It is the Vaishnava sampatti. We cannot just give it away to unqualified. A father will never give a property to someone who is gambling and will just squander away that wealth, use it on illicit activities. Never. So similarly, if that was so, if this bhav is what our acharyas are proposing, then Srila Prabhupada would have come to America with a trunk full of Kanthi Malas. Or Srila Prabhupada in some purport or in some lecture would have said, instead of going on book distribution, go on Kanthi distribution. Distribute Kanthi Malas. Distribute Gopi Chandan Tilak. Srila Prabhupada never did that. None of the acharyas did that. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur didn't do it. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Mahajano Vena Katha Sapanta. We should not invent our own method. We should do as what Srila Prabhupada has taught. That is the safest way. So let Kanthimala Tilak be for someone who is following the four regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra Sankhya Purvak. Sankhya Purvak Namakar. These are some ideal 16 rounds. Let it be like that. But Harinam we can give. Prabhupada's books we can give to everybody. Does that answer your question, Supriya Mataji?
Hare yes, Krishna. Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much for giving very clear answer, Prabhu. Very deep answer. Thank you so much. And please forgive us, Prabhu. We have taken so much of your time, Prabhu. Pardon us. And thank you so much, Prabhu, once again, coming on the call and giving very class, Prabhu, and very, very nice question and answer session, Prabhu. Thank you so much. With this note, I would like to pay my obeisances to you and all the devotees on the call. Vancha kalpataru Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindi ki jai Srila Prabhupada Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai.
Thank you very much. Ananta Koti Vaishnava ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, dear devotees. Thank you, Prabhuji. We are ending the call here. Hare Krishna.